This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What happens to your country if this American aid doesn't arrive?
Walk along the razor's edge. Don't look down, just keep your head. Are you within it? Open up the limit. Past the point of no return. Reach the top, but still you gotta learn how to keep it.
Sovereign territory of his neighbors, and so if you're a Baltic state, you're really worried about you know whether or not you're next, and so they know Putin, they know that what he's capable of, and quite frankly, if Ukraine falls, I really believe that NATO will be in a fight with Russia.
Generally, time has expired. Chair, not recognized.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so. As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They are voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
Well, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
The year is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally over the space-time continuum through false space.
Where people are extremely lazy, the social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
If you
Welcome to hour number two, my friends. In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce. But if you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at the list of ingredients and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without a letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
This hour ties into the insane biomedical system we're facing. We'll show TV viewers an overhead shot, please. We have Pierre Poilievre, the guy that will probably end up being the next leader of Canada, who's totally anti-globalist, coming out and saying, we've just received these documents Trudeau has been covering up, a massive security breach at the Trudeau government, most sensitive laboratory, where the most dangerous viruses and pathogens are studied and handled. Gain of function, bioweapons. Trudeau's government head of pathologists was collaborating with members of Beijing's People's Liberation Army. Now, what does Senator Paul talk about? Fauci held conferences called in support of gain of function. How to accelerate gain of function. Now, they were already caught robbing the bank with the Wuhan lab and the leak. And then the poison shots. But then we have emails going back to 2014-15 under Obama when Fauci was running this program. And the scientists at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, on record back then, said this is illegal as hell. They're doing gain of function, turning the common cold with coronaviruses into stuff that'll kill you deader than a hammer. So they moved the project to Wuhan to have plausible deniability. And now Victoria Nuland, the ambassador to Europe, admits that, okay, the U.S. does have biolabs, like Putin said, in Ukraine. That's why we got to go to war to stop him from getting it. I got that clip. You want to see it? It's right here, overhead shot. You want to see it again? I'm not making this up. Told you that 3 years ago before the Russians invaded. And I was the big evil conspiracy theorist. But I want to go to our guest as this all ties in together with it. He's a very busy man. We appreciate his time. With Congressman Matt Gaetz exposing it. But just remember this article. American Heart Association, this is all confirmed, was paid off by Procter & Gamble to say heart disease was caused by saturated fat from beef or pork or chicken or anything. And it's not. It's seed oils that absolutely you're not designed to eat that just to kill you dead in a hammer. They knew this decades ago, and the documents have come out in lawsuits. They paid them off to cover it up. So they're doing this on a lot of fronts, not just the genetically engineered mRNA gene therapies that depending on what insurance company numbers you look at or what government numbers, the numbers are conservatively 17 plus million, up to 23 million dead. They admit life expectancy dropping in every Western country, fertility nosediving, cancers exploding. It's all parabolic. The disease, the illnesses are going straight up. The fertility is going straight down. And then you've got the rubber meeting the road. The pathologists, the coroners, the undertakers, the embalmers, the people that see it, and the people that run the mortuaries, the people that run the graveyards. And there's just record level amount of people dying, getting buried, particularly children, because it's rare to see a bunch of dead kids. And now they tell you on the news, it's regular to have heart attacks when you're five. So we'll go to our guest, but I wanted to just dovetail. This is a big picture here. Here is the man who is in the lead to be the next Prime Minister of Canada, with the man that says he admires China's dictatorship, breaking the news in Parliament of the incredible information they have. Here it is.
We've just received these documents that Trudeau has been covering up for years. Documents related to a massive security breach at the Trudeau government's most sensitive laboratory, where the most dangerous viruses and pathogens are studied and handled. We have learned that the Trudeau government's head of pathogens was collaborating with members of Beijing's People's Liberation Army, who are responsible for bioweapons and bioterrorism. We know now that a People's Liberation Army official was able to gain personal access, walk in the door, look at computers, and have access to all of our most important virological secrets. Let me, if you think any of this is hyperbole, read the report yourself.
And we've got that linked up on Infowars.com. It's even Politico's covering it. Pierre Poilievre is Canada's next Conservative Party leader. He is the leader. Okay. So, one more clip and we'll go to our guest for the balance of the hour, and I appreciate his incredible courage. Out of all the amazing embalmers and undertakers out there, he's been, just for what he's exposed, the most prominent of a lot of really good whistleblowers. But here is the U.S. Secretary of State minion, Victoria Nuland, working with Ukraine to prevent biological research facilities from falling into Russian hands. Remember, just a year ago, they said it was a conspiracy theory. The same biolabs the U.S. always denied existed and knew nothing about. Here she is in Congress.
Ukraine has biological research facilities, which, in fact, we are now quite concerned Russian troops, Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So we are working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces should they approach.
Okay, but then we have this headline, Infowars.com, Canadian head of pathogens collaborated with Chi-Com military at Winnipeg Biolab, and Trudeau covered it up. All right, John O'Looney joins us. He's with Milton Keynes Family Funeral Services. John O'Looney runs a family-owned business in the U.K., called Milton Keynes Family Funeral Services. He and his family have worked hard over the past few years to create and grow the business and have had the honor of serving a massive number of families with personalized caring services. And he has spoken out against the white clots that nobody's ever seen until now. Also, these coffee grain clots that he's been seeing in the bodies he deals with. And the website is mkffs.co.uk. So we have funeral director John O'Looney joining us. John, thank you so much for watching your stuff the last few years as this has unfolded. I know you've been censored. I know you've been attacked. And we really appreciate you. Just in summation up front, and then you can drill into it. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about your work and what you witnessed, and then where you think this is all going.
So My name's John O'Leary. I'm a funeral director based in Milton Keynes. I've been a funeral director for 18 years. 10 of those were spent working for a big main funeral provider. And then I jumped ship and set up on my own 8 years ago. And I've been a funeral director, obviously running my own funeral home ever since.
Talk about what you began to witness, because a lot of people know who you are. You've had hundreds of millions of people see your videos. But for those that don't know who you are, describe the process then of what you normally saw and when you started seeing these new developments in 2021.
So in 2021, early 2021, I saw a video from a guy called Richard Hirschman, who's an Alabama-based embalmer, and he talked about white clots that he'd been seeing. And we were struggling to embalm deceased in our care. And we thought initially that the embalming pump wanted servicing. So we checked out the pump. The pump checked out fine. We then had a young guy in who was 30 who died suddenly, and his family had asked us to embalm him. We started that process, and when we opened him up and tried to embalm him, we found...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a or smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Expelled me from an overseeing governing body that I was a member of. It won't stop me from telling the truth, and I'm going to keep telling the truth. And I can tell you, when I first spoke out three years ago, it was from a very lonely place. Not now, because I'm seeing it, and other people are seeing it. So I kind of draw comfort from that and hope that this will all end soon and the criminals responsible can be brought to justice.
That is powerful information, and I was just telling the crew while you were talking, wow, when we post this later as a video, we're not live, put what you just said up front about the moral compass, because I see this as a corruption operation. The average coroner, the average embalmer, the average mortuary operator, the average nurse or doctor is not corrupt or evil, but they're handed this fraud, the death starts, and it's scary to tell people, hey, this thing's happening, we're getting this big signal. And then when they are silent, now they begin to get captured by the corruption. And what's exciting is 3 years ago, you were one of the first people speaking out. I remember that. Now you've been totally validated. But I see you nodding your head. Give us your view on that.
Well, to be honest with you, I think what we've got is we've got a lot of good people doing very bad things for money. By design, we're all slave to the money lender, aren't we? You know, everyone is. We've all got bills to pay. So how long do you keep a secret before you then become complicit in that crime? And I would suggest, is it 3 months? Is it 6 months? At what point do you become complicit in the crime? And I think therein lies the problem. And I've racked my brain because a lot of these people, these mortuary staff, they're good people. I knew them beforehand. They cared very much about what they were doing and about people. They had that moral compass. Why are they doing what they're doing? I can only say it must be down to money. And the way I think it's probably been done is they probably, and I would hasten to add, this is only me guessing. I'm guessing they were offered a sum of money, probably in 2019, for a non-disclosure agreement. A non-disclosure agreement that simply states you will not talk about anything at work outside work. They're paid a lump sum, I believe. And they couldn't believe they were up. They took that money. Who wouldn't? They've then been busy spending that money. 2019 has come and gone. 2020 has appeared. COVID has appeared. And they've gradually sunk in this quagmire, totally unable to be able to talk about anything because of this non-disclosure agreement. And I would suggest that it's probably where you'll get sacked, you'll get deregistered, and you'd have to repay the sum of money you had. That's my gut feeling, because I knew these people. A few of them have got really strong will, you know, they're strong characters. I don't think it would be intimidation. I think it's got to be financial and an agreement they've made, and they've become complicit over the months, you know, and they're now, they've got no way to go. They've got no way to turn, because they've been hiding it for so long, they're actually implicated in it now.
And the reason you wouldn't know is because you broke out on your own, as you said, 8 years ago. So and we know they had them sign a lot of non-disclosures in the regular medical field, so we know that's going on. But describe for viewers and listeners, and go wherever you want, because you're the expert on this, sir. John Aloney's our guest, mkffs.co.uk, mkffs.co.uk. We'll put it on screen here. About when you started to see it, kind of the graph of how bad it's gotten. Is it worse now? Has it subsided some because people aren't taking as many shots? Who are you mainly seeing this in?
Well, historically, obviously being a funeral director for 18 years, you get a lot of experience in the field. I kind of have a good idea who should be dying when, and in what numbers and at what ages. You know, historically, it's always been a seasonal business in that in the winter there are more deaths from winter flu and stuff like that. Generally, the elderly. Cancer is a very interesting one. So prior to the COVID rollout, COVID jab rollout, we would get people come in who'd lost their loved one to cancer, and they would have a cancer story, Alex, and that story would be 2 years, 5 years, even 10 years long. We're now seeing people that are coming in who are dying from cancer in 8 weeks, from being asymptomatic to dead. And these are people in their 40s and 50s. You know, these are people who wouldn't normally historically have died of cancer. So it's very interesting. I had an email from a hospice nurse today saying exactly that. And I've had a number of nurses reach out to me, hospice nurses, and I've been putting them in touch with peers and MPs and, you know, trying to generate some momentum to get this truth out to people, you know. The other thing we're seeing, I would say percentage-wise, they're making great effort to clean up disease that released to me now. I know that. The pathology that's been used is you get two types of pathology. You've got regular pathology where a post-mortem is done. And then, for example, in a murder case, you've got forensic pathology, which is a slightly increased level of dissection, a bit more thorough, a thorough look. And I believe they're making great effort because they know I've been very vocal to clean these deceased out. And primarily, we're not finding much inside post-mortem deceased now. It tends
so let's
to
stop
be
right there. Stop right there. I'm not a mortician like you or trained by a coroner, but I do, I've studied the science just to understand it. Never before, or very rarely, when the autopsies or any of that, they're not doing embalming, they're not cleaning out the arteries, they're not cleaning out the veins. You guys began to discover this when you just try to put the formaldehyde in to the, you know, to the big arteries or the big veins to get the body ready. You couldn't get it through. That's what they all told me. I've had a bunch of people on, and correct me if I'm wrong. You suddenly, the veins were all clogged up. Never before saw it, starting in 2021. And then now you're getting prepared or quasi-prepared, already cleaned up bodies. That's what you just said. So now the hospitals are having to do cover-up.
Yeah, I believe that's what's happened. We're seeing different tactics by different
hospitals. Let's stop. You don't believe it. You're an expert that does this for a living. Did you ever see this? Hardly ever. When did you see bodies that you're calling, quote, almost basically prepared already? So they're having to do your job, a clear cover-up, what you're saying, before you get the bodies now. That is incredible.
Yeah, I'm finding that certain parts of the body are being very much more dissected, and I know that's to clean these bodies out. I know these people are seeing what I'm seeing, and when I first came across it, I tackled the coroner. I sent an email in. I said, look, we've got this young guy here, and we found these really unreasonable clots inside him. But this is an illustration of that.
Show us again. Go ahead.
So this came out of a woman's carotid artery. So basically we made an incision. We pumped the formaldehyde in, and when we remove the pump, there's back pressure. And this fell out onto the tray from the back pressure, and this was inside this woman's carotid artery and would have been throughout our system. And we're finding this in around about where they did Major Tom Haviland, who's a real gentleman, your neck of the woods. He did an anonymous survey to all embalmers, and the estimate is it's around 30-40% of the bodies. Some areas it's 50% of the bodies. We're seeing unnatural levels of cancers, for example, and I would suggest that many of these cancers are probably these inside people's lungs and arteries. That's my gut feeling. Because people are dying that just wouldn't normally die. And they're dying at ages they wouldn't normally die.
And they're calling they're calling it cancer.
Yes, of course, yeah.
Wow. I mean, this is unbelievable. Wow. And again, you could say, oh, the government, it was an accident. But then you look,
it wasn't.
Exactly. Well, speak to that.
Let me tell you.
So we got to go to break. Stay there. We're back in just a few minutes. Incredible interview. I'm going to try to shut up, give you the floor to just go over it all for people. But I want people to realize the magnitude of what they're hearing right now. And now they're covering up the bodies before they ship them to the mortuary, folks, because they know the people that have looked at thousands of bodies are going, what in the hell is this? This is unbelievable. And I know a lot of the morticians we talked to said they're seeing an increase. Even though the shots have stopped, this is increasing now. And is it getting into people that didn't take the shot? Is the shedding causing it? We'll talk to our guest, John Aloney.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower priced than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try bodies. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Bodies, 95% humanoid extract, will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, John O'Looney is a funeral director in England, in the UK. And he's been one of the most prominent people speaking out for 3 years. Now they're speaking out all over the world. They're seeing the same thing. Weird blood clots, white blood clots, things they've never seen before, mass death, and we see the real numbers from insurance companies showing that. So I said, looks to me like this isn't an accident. He said, oh, no, it's not an accident, and the break was coming up. But people ask, why would the system do this? Because once they get the medical system to go along, now they're compromised. Now they can really depopulate people and get away with this. This is all a test, in my view. John O'Looney, you got cut off of the break. Please start over when I interrupted you with, you were saying, no, this is not by accident.
No. So basically, I'd been very vocal, really, since the tail end of 2020, because there were no extra deaths in 2020. I had a guy call me early in 2020. He said his name was John. He said that he was working for a government-sponsored company, and he was part of the pandemic effort. And he's the name he gave me was Pandemic Resilience. So he said that he would call me every Monday, and he would ask a number of questions. And those questions were, how many could I hold capacity-wise, deceased? Where had I picked people up? Where from? How many, and how many were COVID? And this was at a time when the doctor had stopped attending. So I would tell him this information. I would tell him every week when he rang up on a Monday, and he would add that to his numbers. And straight away, he started steering me. He started labeling people as COVID deaths that weren't. When I asked him why, for example, I'll give an example. So I picked up one guy from a care home. He'd been there 5 years. He had onset dementia. I spoke to his family at the point of arrangement. They agreed he'd been there 5 years from onset dementia. There was no doctor present, no COVID test done, yet he would insist he was a COVID death over the phone. And I would ask him why, and he said that's because they had one deceased that passed away having given a positive PCR test, and they were instructed to label everyone as a COVID death from that point forward. So what happened was there were no more deaths than normal, but there were loads and loads of COVID deaths. So when it came to the beginning of 2021, everyone was begging for a cure and holding their arm out. And then people started dying. And I've been very vocal about this throughout 2021. And in September of 2021, I took a call from a guy called Mark Sexton, who's a retired police constable here in the UK. He invited me to a meeting in Westminster at a place called Birdcage Walk. So I attended this meeting. It was September the 28th, I believe, of 2021. And present at the meeting were Professor Dolores Cahill, Dr. Tess Laurie, Dr. Sukharit Bhakdi, Dr. Stephen Frost, Dr. Sam White, a lawyer, Anna de Bissere and Philip Hyland, a barrister called Francis Hoare, and a minister, very senior government minister by the name of Sir Graham Brady. Now, Sir Graham is the commissioner of something called the 1922 Committee, and politics vary from country to country, but this is a guy who's the commissioner of a group of men who hire and fire prime ministers in this country. So there is no one above him politically. So we all had 5 minutes because their time is precious, and I abbreviated basically what I've kind of skimmed over what I've said. And I then listened as it went round the table, all telling Sir Graham Brady their concerns. And I'll be honest, I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. They said that people that have had an active ingredient will die between years 2 and 5, and that there was no cure if they'd had an active ingredient. And my jaw was on the table. Then Sir Graham actually openly admitted it was above his pay grade and he could do nothing about it. And he said whilst he would try, he couldn't promise anything. And at the end of the meeting, it was put to him by a number of us that when people find out what you've done, there'll be civil unrest that we've never seen. There'll be civil war. I'm still convinced there'll be civil war if we don't stop this.
I've seen a lot of your videos, and I believe you, but I've not known this information. Start over and explain. You're at this high level regulatory meeting. You're on this board, yes. And they are confessing to this.
So Sir Graham was told what would happen, and he said he couldn't stop it. You could see his face; he was ashen. He couldn't stop it. He said he would try, but he couldn't promise anything, and then he left the meeting. Now, we all went to this meeting universally. I certainly speak for myself and others that I've spoken to, thinking, oh, at last, someone's listening. You know, it's going to stop. We went there. He knew. He knew. And he openly admitted it was above his pay grade.
But put the terms you used in layman's terms for us.
So we told him what was going to happen. People were dying. People were going to die. They then went into the mechanics of how they were going to die from cardio issues, from the cancers, what would happen to vaccine recipients between years 2 and 5 post-vaccination. So Graham listened, and then he openly admitted he couldn't stop it. He said it was above his pay grade, and whilst he would try, he couldn't promise anything, and then he left the meeting. They knew what was going to happen back in September of 2021.
Wow.
Now look at the excess deaths. We've had 100,000 extra excess sudden deaths in the last 12 months alone. The people that are coming through here, they're in their 40s, 50s, 30s sometimes. They're people that don't usually die, and every one of them has been COVID vaccinated. It needs to stop, and it needs to stop now. And the people that have done this need to be held to account. To give you an idea, I've spoken to two peers this week who have contacted me to gather evidence to start asking the right questions. Because if it was for me, I'd burst in the House of Parliament and I would stop it personally. But there's a certain way they have to do things, a certain protocol, a certain set of difficult, unanswerable questions that need to be answered. And that's the process. That's
and by the way, John O'Looney, look, pause that on screen. That is William Shakespeare, real name, first man or second person to take the shot, first man, in the UK. He died very soon after it. So did all these other countless people. So people don't know what peers are in the UK. These are high-level government officials. These are members of the Lords, the Royals.
House of Lords.
Yeah, absolutely, House of Lords. Explain to people. Let's talk what that is, but also explain. They're now on mainstream media in the UK, in Australia, in Europe, in the US, because I watch it all, suddenly saying, oh, we never made you take it, and oh, yeah, it is bad, and don't worry. So it seems like they now know it's blown up in their face. Can you speak to that?
Yes. Yeah, so I would say I've been told by one of these peers in particular that these people are panicking now. They're running around like headless chickens because they know they have come on top. People have discovered what's happened. I'm getting families coming in now who are not only going through the grief of losing someone, but they know the vaccines have killed them. I'm getting nurses. I've got 90 nurses' details on my phone where I put out an appeal on Telegram. And I said, look, if you're seeing what I'm seeing in the hospitals, please get in touch. Dozens and dozens of them have. I'm taking emails from doctors, nurses, politicians, more harrowingly victims. And I don't think it's beyond denial or doubt or gaslighting now. You know, Richie Sunak, and he's unelected, he banged his pen on the table in Westminster the other day saying these vaccines are safe and effective. It's utter rubbish. It's absolute utter rubbish. And I do wonder how long they would gaslight for, because we're due for them to usher in the World Health Organization here on May the 24th. And I think they will gaslight and stall and make fake promises until that time they can usher them in. They can declare.
I totally agree. Stop. I want you to start over because you're really an expert on this. Very informative. John O'Looney, a major funeral director there in the UK. For those that don't know, this UN treaty gives the UN through the governments control over our bodies, the medical response, lets them cover up, lets them quarantine. They built all these giant, whether you're in Canada, the U.S., U.K., anywhere in the Western world, they built these giant sprawling complexes. I agree. They got something big coming, and they don't want this to break before they release the next one, which will then cover up the last one. That's my view. You cover up one story with an even bigger story. I think that's what you're alluding to. So I'm sorry to interrupt. Yes. You're saying such important things. Expand on that.
Well, there are two major things that concern me. I mean, I'm 56 years old.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Yeah, problem solution, you know. So I believe that come May the 24th, it's going to get very dystopian very quick. And you'll be aware yourself, you know, these rats, they know their game is up. They know that, that the Great Reset is suddenly morphing into the Great Awakening. So with that, these people have become particularly dangerous as they thrash about in the death throes of their plan. You know, so I would say that as it gets really dark, and it's got to get dark for people to see it, for people to see that what people like me are predicting will come to pass, and then we will see it, and then we can end their tyranny. But it is going to come at great cost, like all wars. You know, victory never comes without cost. But the trouble is, because there are not bullets flying at the minute, and there's no blood and bullets everywhere, people can't see a war. There is a war very much being raised.
Well, that's because the bullets are coming in the form of syringes needles. And propaganda.
Yeah. And malfeasance in the hospital. I mean, for your listeners, so a typical example of this, to highlight this, one of the only antivirals they would allow inside COVID patients was an antiviral called Remdesivir, okay? Now, Remdesivir was used extensively by Anthony Fauci in Africa, and he used it to treat Ebola, babies that were deemed to have Ebola. They were all asymptomatic. Now, he injected these babies, and the mortality rate in them was 53%. That was Remdesivir. Now, it's the only drug that the government policy dictated they could give respiratory patients that who were deemed as suffering from COVID in the UK. Now, what I want your listeners to do is go to Google and Google side effects of Remdesivir. Side effects of remdesivir. Now there's loads and loads of links. A good
organ
one is
drugs.com.
Difficulty breathing, difficulty swallowing, you know, shortness of breath, tightness of chest. Why would you give that to someone who is a respiratory patient? And then also factor in midazolam and morphine. I've seen them doing it in hospitals. I've laid in a hospital bed and watched them feed people on ventilators morphine in front of me.
And for folks who don't know, that makes you just die. It makes you stop breathing.
Yeah, of course it does. It suppresses your breathing. Well, if you're already in there and you're on a ventilator who's going to blow your lungs out for a start, and then if you give someone remdesivir, and it was very interesting because what was happening in 2021, I was picking people up from the hospital that I was told had COVID. They died from COVID. And the body bag was like half full of fluid. And I've never, ever seen that before in all my years. And I remember thinking at the time, what could that possibly be? Why is that like that? And they were all bloated. They were crying yellow tears and from the nose and from the ears. And even being gentle as you can, pulling the deceased over, you would mark them where, you know, because they're so bursting with fluid. And I've since found out the remdesivir kills the kidneys so the body can't process fluid. So you fill up with fluid and you drown, and there's your respiratory illness, there's your COVID.
And they pre-programmed it, they pre-planned it, they paid the hospitals massive money to do this.
Oh, of course, yeah. They massive money for everyone that had everyone that went on ventilation in America. It was something like $39,000 that the hospitals were paid. So where they buy drugs here for the hospitals, they were told that if they took remdesivir, they would give them a discount on the other drugs they bought. And I've had that off more than one person who's reached out to me. You know, and you know yourself, I think I often wonder why people engage with me. I think because they know I'm not lying. So I get a lot of intel and a lot of people reaching out to me, people I would never speak to. So I gather a lot. And I think of, I've never been deeply religious, Alex, but I think of the Bible, Ecclesiastes 1:18, where with knowledge comes sorrow, and with a greater knowledge comes a greater sorrow. And that is what I really, really feel at this time. But I draw encouragement because I'm telling you, this great reset is going to be a great awakening. And I feel privileged to be a very small cog in a big machine that's going to bring these bastards down.
Exactly.
See it in you. We're going to do it, mate. We're going to do it together.
Yes, sir. You're right, John. I'm so honored to talk to you. And you said it earlier. If bullets are flying, we man up and we beat it. But if it's covert, it's very hard to beat, but that's why they did it. But now people are getting it and realizing how premeditated it was. And when I saw Fauci a month ago in his deposition, he looks like he's a dead man walking. And I don't want any violence against Fauci. I don't want to turn him into a victim, but I'm saying he knows he's done. And I think in one of your videos I saw recently, you said, power structure, you're screwed, it's over. And that's the thing to know more of. We know you did it. We know you creeped up and did this to the medical system. And everybody else in the medical system who isn't part of this, you better jump over to humanity and say no and speak out, or you're complicit. So what is your message 100%. To people that are on the fence?
Well, I would say, and I noticed this with Sir Graham Brady, back in September, you could tell here is a man sitting on the fence, not quite sure which side to fall on. Let me tell you, there's only one side to fall on, and that is the light and the goodness and the truth. And it says in the Bible, only the truth will set us free. These doctors, they all know. They know the truth. And their window of opportunity to right that wrong and redeem themselves grows shorter and shorter. Because once May the 28th comes here in Europe, one of the greatest gifts your forefathers gave you was the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms and to be able to fight tyranny. We've got nothing here. They're going to mop us up in Europe. I know the price I will pay. But I do that for your children and for your neighbor's children and for people that I will never meet. And that is that's the one thing. I think a lot of this is AI-driven, and the one thing AI can never take into account is the love that we have for each other, our humanity. And the older I've got, the more I've realized it is better to give than to receive, and my legacy would be truth and saving other people's lives, regardless of what happens to me. I'm not bothered about me.
John, you're a beautiful person. If you keep going with this, I'll keep you, but you probably got to go. But let me just explain something. We're going to win this in the info war thanks to men and women like you. But let's just be clear, because you didn't grow up around the Second Amendment, tough guys in the UK, kick-ass, badass people, because that was taken from you because they're scared of you. Let me just say something. With a hammer, you can take all the guns you ever want, okay? With gasoline, you can take out anything you want. And I'm telling you, they can't stop our will, the kind of people they've got with their weapons. If they come for people like Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, the Russians would have just stood up with their hammers against the NKVD, and that was in Germany, or against the GRU and the KGB. They'd have won very quickly. So I'm just telling you right now, if you know Total Resistance, if we go to civil war and martial law, those soldiers are going to go to bars. Those soldiers are going to go to restaurants. Those soldiers are going to walk outside their house at night. And we're not looking for that. But if you study Total Resistance, they got a big problem. Listen, I've got guns, and I'm not going to use them offensively. If I got attacked, I will. I don't need any guns. I can get all the guns I want. And I can drive an 18-wheeler, and I can do a lot of stuff. So I'm just saying, so just when you say, they're not going to mop you up. Okay, I just want you, if we go to physical confrontation, you're going to destroy the New World Order.
And you, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. I think this is a war unlike any other, and I don't think it will come to violence. I sense these people are flapping now. They've lost it now. They're backtracking now. It's not going to come to that. It's going to be the only way forward, I think, is consciousness and us withdrawing our consent from them. We're not going to have to fight them. They're going to collapse. And when it does, I believe it will probably come from America, and then the House of Cards will fall globally. And I've seen victory. It will come. I promise you, it will come. And it will be due to people like you relaying stories that I've been able to tell. I feel very, really privileged to speak to you, sir.
I feel privileged to speak to you. What time is it in the UK right now?
It is 5 to 7 in the evening.
Well, we really appreciate your time. I want to ask you to come on for a commercial-free show in the next few weeks, because those are even more powerful than a lot of radio stations and TV stations. We have to take breaks. But the time we have, what else would you like to impart to folks, John?
I would ask them to hold firm, stand there. You know, they're going to tell you you can't travel. They're going to tell you you can't buy food. They're going to tell you that you can't work. Stand firm, because if you take any of these injections, they will kill you. You will get sick and you will die. And I think when the time comes and the next pandemic that Bill Gates has sat there and gloated about comes, get rid of the 5G mask, because you'll find that you'll all recover quite quickly. Turn your internet off. You're going to recover quite quickly. You'll be surprised.
Absolutely. But you just hit on something there. I know you got to go, but we got to go to break in a minute. Will you do 5 more minutes with us?
Of course I will. I'm yours for as long as
you want. We have a lot of great guests, but you really, I can tell, are dialed in. You just alluded to something. You said when they cut things off and tell you can't travel, with any, you're telling people, and I totally agree. I know they've said it, but I know in my bones they're getting ready for a new virus, a new lockdown.
Yeah. Bill Gates has already said it, and he could barely contain his excitement when he sat there, didn't he, with Melinda, and they could barely contain their excitement. I could see it. I know you could see it.
Well, he said, you're not scared of what happened? Something much worse is coming, and his son of a bitch starts giggling.
Yeah. Oh, he said you'll take notice of this one. And he meant what he said. You know, what are we going to do? What are we going to do about it collectively? How much do we love each other? I love your children as much as I love mine. That's why I speak out. And I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. And we will beat them. I know we're going to beat them. And the idea is to inspire others to want to do the same. We're going to beat them, Alex. Their time is like a flower in the field. Pretty soon the wind's going to blow over them, and its place will know it no more.
Very impressive, John O'Looney. And as the evil comes out in the open, more and more men and women have just been quiet living their lives are going to activate. And we are going to Nuremberg to these people, and they're going to get their necks broken at the end of a rope.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.